Welcome to Becoming the Best You with the Hodgsons. Please welcome your hosts, Ryan and Ellie Hodgson.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Becoming the Best You with the Hodgsons. Today we're excited. We've been joined by a lad that we've seen pretty much every week for the last year in the gym we train at. It's Alistair Fraser. He's a great personal trainer living in Liverpool. Alistair, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much, Ryan. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Thanks. If you wouldn't mind, just briefly let the audience know a little bit about yourself, what you do and what you do in the fitness industry.
Yeah, sure. So I'm a personal trainer in Liverpool. I'm the gym manager of a personal training gym called Absolute Body Solutions on Tyburn Street. And we also have one in Speak. And basically my job is just to influence and motivate as many individuals as possible and trying to get them to their goals when they come in and see me. Yeah, pretty much it.
Love the words, influence and motivate. Very good choice of words there.
Thank you very much.
So obviously you're around like the gym scene, especially being a personal trainer, but also a gym manager. So you also speak to other personal trainers. What would be like in your sort of view, the number one thing that you see that people may struggle with in terms of their goals?
I think people now, they get a lot of their information from me. You could probably say the wrong sources. So they'll read things in papers or they'll read things in magazines and take it for fact that they're actually looking into the science of what they're saying. And then they don't actually know what healthy is. So you might read something like in a paper saying drink a glass of red wine a night because it does X, Y, and Z, and this is health benefits. But at the end of the day, you're putting poison into your body. But when you get a first client coming in, they go, yeah, are you reasonably healthy? I do this, this, and this because I've read it here in this magazine or this paper. And it's completely wrong in my opinion. It's the health benefit comes from whole foods and healthy lifestyle and all this. And I don't believe that the media now try and promote that. And I think where people are getting this information is quite hard for them to then sort of decipher what is healthy and what is not healthy. So educating the clients when they first come in, that's probably the biggest challenge, if I'm being honest. And I think that's why people struggle a little bit.
Yeah. Social media and also like the media in terms of the papers is definitely kind of such a massive way to kind of confuse people. I've got the Daily Mail app on my phone, and I swear every week they have a different article about what food you should be avoiding or having, and it's like it's so contradictory, and it's and you just feel sorry for like the people who don't really have, you know, our background knowledge of, you know, health and fitness, and they're just, you know, everyday life just want to know how they can get to their goals. It is so confusing for them.
Yeah, I completely agree with yourself. It's like they say you can't eat red meat, but a certain person might not be able to eat red meat. That's correct, but the vast majority of people could eat red meat, and it's for someone, as you said, who doesn't look into this industry as much as what we do, it's they've got nowhere to sort of start from, and they've got no idea about what to do, because as you just said then, it's so much contradicting advice. I feel sorry for some people who are just trying to be like nice and healthy and whatnot, and just trying to live a nice balanced lifestyle, and then you're getting filled with all this stuff from, as you said, social media as well as the media that you might just pick up in newspaper.
We often say it's like the boring stuff that does get people in shape, but that doesn't sell papers, that doesn't sell stories online. It's like, you know, like you said, it is eating whole real foods and, you know, training hard in the gym and keeping active, but people don't want to do that. They want this sort of
magic. I didn't mean to interrupt you there, but that's what people want. They just want this quick fix. They want this one answer, this one pill that you can take or some magic that happens. But as you just said then, it's exactly that. You go in, you eat whole foods, you eat healthy. Well, when I say healthy, you eat foods that fit within your diet, and you train your backside off, and then that's how you get results. It's as simple as that.
Remember, we were chatting to another online coach, and they were kind of getting talked by, I think they were speaking to a paper or it was a book, I can't really remember. And then when she was telling them about like what she does with her clients, they were like, yeah, but give us something, you know, that's really crazy that we can really talk about. So it's like the papers are looking for something that's so extreme because they know that's
what's happened with you. We had someone from the Liverpool Echo give us a ring to want to know a little bit more about how we help people and what we were doing since we'd moved to Liverpool and things like that. And we got talking about Ellie's background story, and it was front page of the Echo that Ellie had been bullied and like it had just been completely twisted, but our obviously methods weren't interesting enough.
That's it though. It's as you just said, they need to sell the paper, don't they? So there needs to be some extravagant headline or something where it that just what the world is like now, isn't it? That's a completely different conversation. About how the world is so sort of dramatically driven in regards to trying to sell things and all that.
So in terms of like you come across somebody, they come to you and they're like, right, I'm doing this because I've read this in the paper, I've read and I've done that, and it's the best way for me to lose weight or whatever. How do you help them overcome that? Because I can't imagine they're going to just think, oh, you've said it, so it must be right.
The best thing I think in them situations is to try and educate them as much as possible. Now, the whole point of personal training, in my opinion, is not only to get the client's results, is to also educate the clients of how they've got their results. So your job is a teacher as well as sort of a motivator, a guide in some respects, is the fact that if you tell a client to do X, Y, Z, you've got to justify with all the reasons of why you're doing that. You can't just say, eat chicken and rice.
Trust the process.
You can't just do that. You've got to say, you need to eat chicken and rice because it's got these kinds of amino acids in the chicken, this carbohydrate, it's also helpful for this kind of activity. And then you educate them as you're going along. So you keep teaching them new things and you teach them why this is working and why maybe in the thing that they read in the papers or they read on social media might not be beneficial for themselves. So that's the best way, I think, to overcome a situation like that, is to educate people. And I think just people trying to find a quick fix and everything isn't the right way to go about it. So I think people need to learn and basically just learn the basics.
Yeah, we love that as well, because what we find as well, if you help educate your client, they're going to have so much more interest as well in what they're doing. So the likelihood is they're going to be more committed, dedicated, and also enjoy what they're doing. And then we understand that we can never coach our clients forever, and we would want to coach our clients forever because we want them to have the understanding and then take it then forward in their life. And then we want to be life change. That's all we want to do. So it's like, as if you're the exact same, education is so key.
Oh, I completely agree. It's like, at the end of the day, your clients come in here because they need you for your advice at the start. And then towards the end, what you want your clients to, well, I think you should want your clients then to just want to be with you, not need to be with you, if that makes sense. So you just keep educating them. They want to learn, they want to develop. And then the best way to get clients, in my opinion, is referrals. So they go away, go, I've learned all this, I've learned this, I've changed my body, I've done so well with whichever the personal trainer's called. And then they go, why don't you try it? And then you get another client in through that. So you don't want to hold on to clients because they keep needing to come to you. They should just want to come to you because they believe that they are developing as an individual in both their body and also the educational knowledge on the fitness industry.
That's it. We often say they come to us for the results but stay for the experience.
That's perfect, yeah. Completely agree with that.
And also, I guess as well, by having like seeing you or having a coach, you're also more accountable and you've got that support, obviously, like the guidance. And I think a lot of people misvalue, you know, accountability and support in terms of like their lifestyle. Everyone just thinks it's all diet and exercise, but they forget, well, actually, if I was having a coach, they're going to help me keep accountable, because real life does get in the way sometimes.
Oh, I completely agree. I'm a big believer of having a coach and someone to look up to and something in whatever thing you're doing. So I just hired a coach myself, and it's for the same reasons. It's sort of to be accountable, but also just for someone to keep going to me. Have you looked into this? Have you thought about this? Have you thought about this? And you just keep developing as an individual then when you've got someone else who's sort of guiding you. That's probably the best way to put it.
Yeah.
Cool. So, I mean, if you were to give sort of one person a piece of advice, just one bit of advice that was looking to lose weight, what would it be? You know, if you could only narrow it down to one. I know there's probably so many bits of advice.
One piece of advice: stick to the basics and do the basics very well. So everyone knows that you should eat whole foods, foods that are not mass produced, foods that are not got loads of chemicals in them. And if you do the basics well and not beat yourself up so much and get obsessed with too many things like so calories, macronutrients, if you are just starting off, sticking to 3 meals a day, comprising, as I just said, of whole foods, balanced meals, which will be a good protein source, a good carbohydrate source, and a good vegetable source, maybe, and just ticking them little boxes. And then when you start to get into a little bit more, then you can start to break down into a bit more of a scientific approach. But I think a lot of people just need to do the basics well and be very consistent. And I think that breeds the best results, is being consistent and not trying to find something that's going to work in 2 days.
That's it. I think people underestimate consistency, because it's like, I get it as well, because I sort of change something to my diet or my training and I expect it to change overnight, but it's the consistency and repetition. And when you say to a client that you need to have a bit of patience and explain to them why, it sometimes takes a while because they're used to reading. Again, it goes back to what they're used to reading. Yes. You know, people are losing a stone in a week. Why can't I lose a stone in a week?
We saw a bus article at the back of the bus, and it was like, I've lost like 3 stone in 2 days. And it's, you know, poor people who are reading this, who are desperate to lose that amount of weight. And then when they're trying to do it the, you know, the right way, the healthy way, it can only get frustrating for them. Although they're doing it the, you know, in terms of the healthy way, it's, you know, it's unfortunate that they're misguided by poor advertising.
Oh yeah, and we live in this world now where everything is just so quick, isn't it? So you don't, you go on the your TV and there's instant films on your TV. You don't have to wait ages for it to come out anymore. Mm. And fast food, like microwave meals and all this. And I think that's it. Like, people stop eating rubbish for a week, and then they suddenly, because they've dedicated themselves for such that long time, they think the results are going to come that quick, when we know that it does take time and your body has to adapt and change. And if the people who get the best results are the people who are the most consistent.
Yeah, I would say to people, if you look at, like, they don't put weight on in a week, you know, somebody who's struggling with their weight has possibly put on 2 or 3 stone over the course of a couple of years. They can't expect to lose that body fat in the space of a week. You know,
yeah.
Almost applying the same thing. If it took you three years to put it on, even if you'd lose it in a year, you've lost it in a third of the time. You'll probably lose it quicker. But,
well, it's like I always say to, you know, to like a postnatal client, so someone who's just given birth, I said, it's taking you 9 months to produce, you know, to get your body ready to bring a baby into the world. You have to understand it's going to take at least 9 months to kind of get your body back to where you want it to be, because it's just gone through such a process.
Yeah, and I think what Ryan said there at the start then, it's like, it's taking you 3 years to put this weight on. So that's 3 years of eating bad habits, bad foods. And the fact that you think you're going to be able to change these habits in the space of a week is probably not going to happen. Yeah. And it does take time. And I think Ryan nailed it there. It's taken you 3 years to put it on. To think it's going to come off in a week is not silly. Now, don't get me wrong, you can do a lot of good things in a week. You can do a lot of good things in 2 weeks, and you can get yourself set for the, say, like the next future. But just don't expect things too quick. Just believe that the process is the process, and at the end of the 6 weeks, at the end of the 12 weeks, you will have good results, and then it's just to keep on progressing then at the end of that.
Yeah, that's it. And then, because obviously you've been on the gym scene for a while, for a good number of years, and you also probably associate yourself with other personal trainers and other clients, what would you say is the one thing that you would like to change about the health and fitness industry?
In regards to personal trainers, I don't like the way that people see personal trainers as people, they don't know what they're talking about in some respects. They just pay for this certification and then that's a job kind of thing. People who are very, very passionate about this job look into the science, and they are just as good as some therapists. And the really, really good PTs really, really care about the clients. And I don't like the perception of they just sort of train the clients and then that's it. You don't, you care about the client, you care about the client's lifestyle, you really, really connect with the clients, and you're trying to basically change their lifestyle and their lives and the way they approach things. And I don't like the misconception of what a PT actually is and does. I wish that would change and have a bit more respect for what we do as a career and the fact that we are really trying to change people and help people.
I love that. Yeah. I think sometimes it's down to people see how easy the qualification is, and there are a minority of people who are like a lot of people think they are. You know, they're just after the money. They see, oh, you can charge £25-30 an hour easily, and they do it for a quick buck. But then there's a lot of passionate, like you said, a lot of passionate trainers and coaches out there that really do want to help people and change people's lives for the better. And that almost gets dismissed quite quickly when people say, I'm a personal trainer. They scoff that because they see it as this weekend
like
PT course, don't they? Yeah.
It becomes like a status or, you know, something to look good, like on your social media account or something. But I mean, I remember when I was more into PT rather than the online side. And you know, like you said about the therapy, like I really close to my clients. I knew everything about their lives. You know, I cared about their goals. I would get emotional if things were going wrong in their lives. So, you know, I would take it very personal. And I think that sometimes people forget, or they just see it as just a 30-minute session and that's it. And that's the end of our session. I don't need to worry about you till next week. When the reality is people need you. There's more life going on 23 and a half hours out of the day.
Yeah, it's not a 9-to-5 job. It's, as you probably well know, you get up in the morning and you just want to make sure that all doing well. So you check your phone, make sure you've had no messages, make sure that everyone's on track. And when, as you said, as when someone's going through a personal thing and you've known this person for 6 months and you spent, say, a regular 2 hours with that person for them whole 6 months, you really do get to know them. And when something's going wrong, you do really, really start to care about them and you try and help them in so many different ways. And you're right, you do. You just pay for qualification and that does make you a qualified PT. But at the end of the day, the qualification means nothing because you've had no experience. The job is nothing like what you get taught. You can tell someone about how a muscle works and all this kind of thing, but at the end of the day, it means nothing if you can't apply it properly with your own experience and all that. And I think this is one of the very few careers that you only ever get better the more and more you do it. The more and more experience you get, the more and more clients you have, that means just your knowledge gets more and more vast. And at the end of the day, you can never stop learning in this career because we'll never understand the human body. We're always adapting, we're always changing due to our environments that we live in. And we will never understand it. So you can never say, I am the best PT because I know all this. Because at the end of the day, you could be wrong in 3 years. We've seen it so many times. There's so many different changes in the fitness thing that it used to be. It was like paleo a little bit. Now everyone seems to be onto this vegan bandwagon. And there's so many shifts because there's so many different changes in science and research.
Yeah, I love it. And I think also it's worth saying is it's only really the ones that do have the genuine passion and want to help people that last. You know, like there's people who will do it for a couple of months or a year or two, but the ones that are there, you know, see more than 3 years in the industry probably are the ones that genuinely care and want to help people.
Well, I was going to say that because as well, I think that passion is such a huge thing because people who do like the personal training qualification obviously got an interest in like the weight training or gym scene, and if they're missing that passion to help someone, the majority of someone who's going to come and see a personal trainer is possibly going to be lacking confidence in the gym scene, and has really gone out of the comfort zone. So if you don't have that passion, you really aren't going to connect with that person because you won't understand what they've gone through and their struggles.
And as you said, like most people that do come and see you, they are lacking a little bit of confidence, and if you're just standing there, just watching them do a rep and not even really paying attention.
Sometimes they're not even watching them, they're watching their own.
I'm not slagging PTs off here at all in gyms, but if that person isn't caring about that client who's come to you with no confidence, how are they going to build their confidence then? Because no matter what, they'll see you, or other people will watch you training them. And they might go over and talk and saying he didn't watch you do anything, then that's just going to fill them with less confidence. And you don't want that. You want to feel, when your client has a session with yourself or a client spoke to you, you want them to feel like $1 million at the end of the conversation or the end of the session. You want them to go their heads held high and really, really enjoy the whole process.
You can tell the passion you've got for it as well. It's good. It's really good to hear because I think some people don't, you know, who perhaps haven't encountered or come across a personal trainer as such, to hear someone talk with passion, you know, hopefully it can show people that, you know, trainers are genuine and a lot of them do want to help, because I think that perception, like you said, is often misled. And
don't judge us all.
We spoke a few days ago, didn't we, in the gym, and at the end of the day, people who are doing okay in this industry and doing well and having a good clientele, they're obsessed. You're obsessed with the whole process. Like, my girlfriend knows I'm obsessed. I get up, I start reading, I get up, I watch something on YouTube or something like that. And I know you two are the same way. You just want to keep educating yourself and keep improving your own knowledge so you can help more and more people, essentially. And that's what you have got to keep doing. You can never stop learning, because at the end of the day, you're always going to get this client that's going to come in, and it's going to be a problem you've never ever encountered before.
Yeah.
And the better your knowledge is, the better you can deal with the clients and help the client then, essentially.
Love it. Brilliant. So we're just going to sort of round it off now. We always have a bit of a fun question to finish it off. Normally puts our guests on their toes a little bit, but what's one question that we haven't asked you that we should have asked you?
Good question, to be perfectly honest. Why do you do what you do? So why do you want to be a personal trainer? That would have been probably a good question to ask, because I think loads of people's answers will be different.
I love that. That's really good. That's a good question.
That's a question we could add for future. I like it.
So I think a lot of people's answers will be different. So my answer is quite simply, I quite like helping people. I get a bit of a kick off it, and there's no better feeling than when a client comes to you and they can't do a press up, and then they can do a press up and they feel stronger, or they can't lose the stone and they've lost the stone with you, and you've helped them do that, and that's a really, really good feeling. But then I know other people who love personal training because they love the whole science behind it, which I'm also obsessed with, if I'm being perfectly honest. They love the science behind it, and then by learning the science, you can help more people as well. And it's just this industry that you get to learn about the human body, which is just so cool. And then you get to learn about how to train properly and push yourself to the limit. And then that then reflects on how you can help clients and help people. And that's probably why I'll do it, to be perfectly honest.
I love that, because it's good to hear, you know, there's so many different angles and parts to the fitness industry that people like to focus on, you know, more so and things like that. Like Ellie and I would tend to focus now more on mindset because we're more online. It tends to be a lot more like that. A lot of our clients don't use gyms, so that tends to be where we focus a lot of our education on. And it's good to hear, obviously, someone like yourself who's got the other side, more with the training side of it and things like that.
The science part as well.
Yeah, the science part is it's just ridiculous. I'm really into exercise execution at the moment, so I'm looking into a lot of sort of Joe Bennett, MI40 kind of exercises. And I know I'm a big fan of Jordan Peters as well, and he's sort of going down that route as well. And just the fact that, you know, like, say if you're doing exercise, for example, a leg extension, you've got to make sure you're using the quads. Otherwise, you're just moving
easily,
and but there's so much to it, and I'm obsessed with that at the moment. Then I'll probably go into something onto nutrition. That'll probably be my next thing, get a little bit obsessed with. It's an unbelievable industry to get part of, because you'll never know everything, and there's always something to learn. And as you said, when it comes to the mindset, that's another whole thinking minefield.
Yeah, just what's the best way for people to get hold of if they want to connect with you, ask you a few questions, perhaps they're interested if they live around Liverpool or things like that?
My Instagram is alistairabspt. If you want to contact me via work, that'll be absolutebodysolutions.com. And you can also go onto our Instagram as well, which would be absolutebodysolutions.com. That'll be the best way to contact us, and we've got loads of videos there of our results and the things that we do with trainers and clients, and yeah, it's pretty cool what we're doing.
We will be putting all of Alistair's links on the show notes, so make sure you go over there, download that, save the show notes. Obviously Alistair's got a wealth of knowledge and passion, and we're really grateful for your time today, Alistair.
It's been an absolute pleasure. It's been a lot of fun, to be perfectly honest.
Thanks a lot. Cheers. Bye.
Thanks. Later.
Thank you for tuning in to Becoming the Best You with the Hodgsons. Be sure to go over to hodgsonhealth.com/podcast for all the show notes.